This is your Superhuman Radio Network News Update. I'm Elliot Turton. High stress, hostility, and depression linked with increased stroke risk. Higher levels of stress, hostility, and depressive symptoms are associated with significantly increased risk of stroke or transient ischemic attack, also known as TIA, in the middle age or older adults, according to new research in the American Heart Association journal, Stroke. Compared to people with the lowest psychological scores, those with the highest scores were 86% more likely to have a stroke or TIA for high depressive symptoms, 59% more likely to have a stroke or TIA for the highest chronic stress scores, more than twice as likely to have a stroke or TIA for the highest hostility scores, and no significant increased risk was linked to anger. These associations noted in the study were significant even when researchers accounted for age, race, sex, health behaviors, and other known risk factors for stroke. Researchers measured chronic stress in five domains: personal health problems of others close to the participant, job or ability to work, relationships, and finances. Brain activity in sex addiction mirrors that of drug addiction. Pornography triggers brain activity in people with sex addiction similar to triggered by drugs in the brains of drug addicts, according to a University of Cambridge study published in the journal PLOS-ONE. However, the researchers caution that this does not necessarily mean that pornography itself is addictive. Researchers from the Department of Psychiatry at the University of Cambridge looked at the brain activity in 19 male patients affected by sex addiction and compared them to the same number of healthy volunteers. The study participants were shown a series of short videos featuring either sexually explicit content or sports, while their brain activity was monitored using functional magnetic resonance imaging, also known as fMRI. The rest of your Superhuman News Update is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout. Workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
For the Superhuman Radio Network, I'm Elliot Turton with the rest of your news update. Mice consuming a supplement of omega-3 fatty acids had healthier joints than those fed diets high in saturated fats and omega-6 fatty acids, according to Duke Medicine researchers. The findings, published in the Annals of Rheumatic Disease, suggests that unhealthy dietary fats, not just obesity, may contribute to worsening osteoarthritis. The mice were fed one of three high-fat diets, one rich in saturated fat, one rich in omega-6 fatty acids, and one rich in omega-6 fatty acids but supplemented with a small amount of omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3 fatty acids, commonly found in fish or fish oil supplements, are often touted as healthy fat, given their heart-healthy and anti-inflammatory properties. Unfortunately, most Americans eat significantly more saturated fat and omega-6 fatty acids than omega-3 fatty acids. The researchers found that arthritis was significantly associated with the mice's diet, but not with body weight. Decades-old smallpox vials found in the storage room at the NIH campus in Bethesda. A government scientist cleaning out a storage room last week at a lab on the National Institute of Health's Bethesda campus found decades-old vials of smallpox. The vials, which appeared to date from the 1950s, were flown by government plane to the Centers for Disease Control Prevention headquarters in Atlanta, and there is no evidence that any of the vials had been breached. This is the first time the deadly virus has been discovered outside the only two facilities in the world where smallpox samples are allowed by international agreement to be stored: a highly secured lab at the CDC headquarters in Atlanta, and a virology and biotechnology research center in Russia. There is no cure for smallpox, and historically about 1/3 of people who contract it die from the disease.
When smallpox was officially declared eradicated in late 1979, an agreement was reached under which any remaining stocks of the virus would be destroyed or sent to one of the two secure laboratories. For the Superhuman Radio Network, I'm Elliot Turton.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. The UK's known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength. Gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned today. During the first hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Margaret Egg to talk about blood donations and how they may help reduce the risk of heart disease in shift workers. Then we're going to be joined by Dr. Douglas Coleman to talk about some emerging and exciting upcoming research that's going to be talked about at the 2014 International Sports Science Symposium. And then we're going to be joined by Professor Ivy Ken to talk about a paper that they just created called The Healthy Bottom Line, Obese Children, a Pacified Public, and Corporate Legitimacy, to talk about the problems with the modern food system and childhood obesity. But let's get started right away. Patiently waiting on hold, Dr. Margaret Egg from the University of Innsbruck. How you doing, Dr. Egg?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you. Hope you too.
So tell what made you even look into this information related to shift workers and heart disease?
I mean, we weren't. It was not part of our research at that time. We came there completely by accident. We only wanted to show at that time when we started how apogene expression is done in zebrafish, if it's the same as it is in humans, if when there's a hypoxic, I mean when there's lack of oxygen, if the animals react the same way with apo hormone production and then the induction of a degeneration of new blood cells. But it didn't work because our head at this time, when I was a postdoc here, he let us measure those things always at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we saw nothing. Mm. And with time, we tried other time points, and we saw okay, apogene expression seems to be to depend on the time of day. That's why we started to think about the connection between circadian timing, between the biological rhythm and oxygen. And this is when we started. And then afterwards, we investigated the molecular basis, and we saw that there is a really a tight interconnection between both pathways. And when we saw this, we decided to make a test to see if jet lag itself could influence the hypoxic signaling in the animals. So it was never our aim to investigate jet lag alone. So this was, we made our detections completely randomly.
Right. Okay, I want to cover a couple things so everybody's up to speed on this. When we talk about hypoxia, you're talking about a reduced amount of oxygen in the bloodstream, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And this stimulates an upregulation in red blood cells, correct?
Yeah, this is correct.
And this is a lot of athletes take advantage of this. Endurance athletes will train at high altitudes because there's less oxygen and the body responds by increasing red blood cells. Then when they come down to a normoxic environment, they have a lot more red blood cells to carry the oxygen, and theoretically, they don't become as fatigued as quickly. So you're telling me that these little zebrafish, they respond the same way, huh?
Yeah, they do. And maybe for those listeners who don't know, zebrafish, we can also exercise them, let them swim, for example, in swimming tunnels. So that's really nice. And the whole system, I mean, apoMRNA, the generation of the apoprotein itself, and the generation of red blood cells works the same way as it does in humans.
That's amazing.
And we wanted to simulate this. You know, we can't put the tank on the mountains. That's why we use nitrogen we give nitrogen into the water to reduce the oxygen availability and to simulate the same process. Yeah.
Yes, because the nitrogen displaces the oxygen in the water, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So are these fish nocturnal, or do they move around in the daytime?
These fish, they have a very regular sleeping pattern. I don't know the scientific group which investigated this topic, but they have REM phases as have the humans. For example, when you look in the tanks during the night phase and you don't put on the light, or at least only red light, for example, mm-hmm. you see them stand on the bottom of the tanks sleeping.
Oh, wow.
So they do sleep. They are very quiet during the night, and then during the daytime, they start feeding and moving around. And also, in connection to oxygen, they are very interesting animals because they are used to low oxygen availability because they live in areas in India or Pakistan where they often have contact with lack of oxygen because of high temperatures of the water, which rise up to 30 degrees, for example, and also because of a high amount of nutrients, which leads to oxygen depletion of the water in the end.
Interesting. I guess what I'm trying to put together is, where does hypoxia come in to dysregulation of circadian rhythm? Do we as humans encounter a drop in oxygen as a result of dysregulation of circadian rhythm?
Maybe we can't put it directly in this way, but in humans, there is hypoxia plays a very important role. Normally, people think of pathological conditions such as infarct or stroke, where tissues are affected by hypoxia. Then there's also a good way to have hypoxia, for example, in the joints, because when you don't have hypoxic conditions in your knees, your chondrocytes will not be fine there. And also when you, for example, make long distance flights in the aircraft, there is a reduced oxygen levels,
right,
which has been shown by the group of Kost et al. In 2004, that this is also the cause why you develop jet lag symptoms.
Really? I never realized.
Yeah,
that. Yeah, because the cabin air is recirculated, so it's as people breathe, it's constantly being depleted of oxygen.
Yeah, depleted, but they do it until two-thirds of the normal oxygen which we have at sea level, but there is a reduction of one-third, and it has been shown that it's not only the crossing of different time zones which make you feel which make you experience these jet lag symptoms, but also a decrease in oxygen availability. Kost et al., the scientists made hyperbaric chambers at the air ground, I mean at sea level, and people showed the same symptoms. Yeah.
Okay. We have to take a break. But when we come back, I want to ask you a question about the erythropoietic response and how quickly that engages when someone is in an environment that is leading to hypoxia. We're talking right now with Dr. Margaret Egg, and we're talking about, as we get deeper into this discussion, how blood donations may actually benefit people who suffer from maybe jet lag, and maybe even some people who are engaged in shift work. We know that shift workers tend to have a higher degree of cancers, heart disease, diabetes, and so on. So this is an ever-progressing discussion on what can be done to help mitigate some of the dangers of that lifestyle. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
You know, these politicians, they don't care. And you know what the worst part is? Their children and their grandchildren are being affected by these genetically modified foods.
The GMO issue affects everybody.
So they're not only just selling their own souls, they're selling the souls of their offspring, their grandchildren, their nieces and nephew, who are being exposed to these things that are going to cause disease.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. Listen weekdays at noon.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength, gains of up to 10 kilograms in a 4-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10. Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. For a free brochure. Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free.
free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Margit Egg from the University of Innsbruck right now. We're talking about the effects of jet lag, dysregulation of the circadian rhythm, even to some degree hypoxia, and how it affects red blood cells and why donating blood may be the answer. So, Dr. Egg, how quickly does the body respond in an upregulation in red blood cells when presented with even a moderately hypoxic environment?
So the first reaction will always be to increase the frequency of breathing in human as well as in zebrafish. But then if the lack of oxygen still remains after a few days, which is about 5 or 6 days in human as well as in zebrafish, the generation of new fresh blood cells will be terminated. So it's it's also when you look at the athletes who train in high altitude areas, they have to remain there for some days in order to have an increase in,
right,
in the number of red blood cells.
Okay,
and this is the same in zebrafish more or less.
Okay,
yeah?
All right, so. Now, address this phenomenon, and let's talk about the risk of heart attack, ischemic event, as a result of the, I guess what we're really doing here is we're increasing the thickness of the blood by producing more red blood cells, right?
Yeah, and not only the thickening is a problem, but also the reduced oxygen transport capacity, because old red blood cells are not as functional as our new ones, because they have less flexible cell walls, for example. They have oxygen damages also, which are due to reactive oxygen species. So they have not the same capacity
carry
the
oxygen
turnover. Yeah, for the, yeah, that's right.
Now, what is
so
that?
That's yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Finish your thought.
No, I mean that's maybe a problem as it is the thickness of the blood itself is also that the old red blood cells tend to aggregate more easily and they attach more easily to blood vessels, for example. And so they tend to stick together, to aggregate, and therefore can form thrombosis.
So the older red blood cells increase thrombotic index, then, in other words, and that's
yeah, might increase, yeah.
Yes. Okay, so.
And that's why they are removed normally from the blood, yeah.
And that was my next question. What is the normal life cycle of a red blood cell from the time that it's created to the time that the body vanquishes it and removes it from the bloodstream?
I mean, this I can tell you only from humans, because in zebrafish it hasn't been shown up to now. But in human, normally the life cycle is about 200 days.
Wow.
And then they are removed by the spleen because, to have a balance between newly produced and old ones, to have a homeostasis of the oxygen transport capacity. So 200 days and then the turnover.
Wow. So the closer that a red blood cell gets to that 200-day point, the less efficient it becomes, it's increasing thrombotic index, and it really can become problematic if you have a lot of these older blood cells laying around. So now, we've talked about planned phlebotomy. In fact, I undergo every other month, I donate blood now. And I do this because we've done a lot of shows on the potential benefits of planned phlebotomy, because it causes the body to make new cells and it helps to rid some of the metabolic debris that is floating around in the bloodstream. It allows a lot of good things to happen. So now talk about blood donations in the context of your research now.
Yeah, we've I mean, me personally, I've not thought of that before. It's only when I saw that we had one group of animals which were subjected to jet lag alone, and those animals had the lowest survival rate, which was reduced by 30%. And we had another group to test, which had a combined treatment, which means jet lag and hypoxia, a reduced oxygen availability. Mm-hmm. And as I said before, this reduced oxygen availability induces the generation of new blood cells. And what we saw in the end was that the reduced survival rate of jet lag animals was rescued somehow by the combination with hypoxia. Mm. And that's why we really thought in the end, okay, then the medieval bleeding, for example, might have helped in some cases in humans also, because when you remove blood, you remove old blood cells and you stimulate the generation of new ones. So I think I'm of the opinion that it should be tested in shift workers right now, if this is true also for humans.
So let's stay with this for a second. So what you're saying is that just jet lag alone reduced the lifespan by 30%.
But, yeah.
But because the hypoxia induces, which is a separate signal here, the hypoxia induced the production of new red blood cells. That somehow mitigated the damaging effects of circadian dysregulation.
Yeah, at least it was one of the major factors we could take from our results. You know, there might be also other pathways affected by jet lag. We can't exclude that. But from our results, we have to think this. Yeah.
Now, this is really interesting because this is very, very separate things, but they're interacting here. Obviously we can't suggest that people who are shift workers somehow force themselves into a hypoxic environment, because that could have other risks involved. So it sounds to me like the answer may be to donate blood, which would cause the body to do this same thing, which is produce new red blood cells, and obviously growth factors as a result of this, vascular endothelial growth factors, fibroblast growth factors, new stem cells probably are pushed into the bloodstream as a result of this blood-creating process, I would have to imagine, and that this could somehow mitigate the damaging effects that may cause ischemic events in shift workers and those who find themselves jet lagged, like pilots. There's a lot of pilots out there. They have no choice. They have to fly. This is really interesting. We have to take a break. I want to come back on the other side, and I want to delve deeper into this, because this is really, really an interesting concept, and especially because we're talking about donating blood, which I contacted the American Red Cross, ironically, and they don't want to even hear about the benefits of donating blood for whatever reason. That's another story. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Super Human Radio.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you can purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. At the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Douglas Kalman to talk about the upcoming ISSN conference. Right now we're talking with Dr. Margaret Egg from the University of Innsbruck. So, what do you hope clinicians take away from your research?
First of all, it would be really great if any physicians or doctors would count red blood cells in shift workers or also in long distance in pilots, for example, according to the age of the blood cells. And if it can be seen that in humans the same thing happens, I think blood donation should be,
they should be considered
regularly.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, I wonder how female individuals would respond to this if they are still experiencing if they are still experiencing their period, because we know that there is some blood loss as well. We've had a doctor on years ago who talked about the accumulation of metabolic debris, metals and so on in men that doesn't occur to the great degree in women until they go through menopause because of this, you know, every 28 days losing and producing new blood. Dr. Egg, do you think that the chronal disruption or dysregulation of circadian rhythm contributes to senescence of the red blood cells so that you have kind of a push-pull effect? You have this normal aging of red blood cells that is perhaps accelerated in these individuals because of the lack of adherence to proper sleep hygiene?
I mean, it's not the senescence of the red blood cells itself. It is because the apoptosis, I mean, the getting rid of old cells, which is a controlled cell death normally in the blood, is hampered somehow. But
okay.
I also read a study, from menopausal women in which postmenopausal women, where the incidence of cardiovascular disease increases, and they referred it also to the not bleeding anymore regularly.
Right.
So I'm sorry, I don't remember the name of those scientists, but I cited it also in our article, and because maybe. It's the same reason. They start to have more old red blood cells.
Yes.
They do not produce any more fresh ones, and that's why cardiovascular disease could increase, I mean, the incidence. But it has not been tested. But also in this group, let's say shift workers, pilots, or postmenopausal women, it should be tested because it's such an easy way to do. You know, you take the blood and count the numbers according to the stages. It's very simple, and then the blood donations could be a really, really helpful thing in those cases.
What about? Is there any evidence? And this is something I've always wondered: is there any evidence that when you give blood, and your body manufactures new blood, that it also stimulates biogenesis of new stem cells? We know that growth factors increase. We know there's a lot of other metabolic changes that occur when new blood is put into the system. Do we know anything? Because I'm under the impression that stem cells can be created. We don't have a static number, and once they're gone, they're gone. Does the production of new blood also produce new stem cells?
This I really don't know. I know only that they are produced in the bone marrow, but I don't know how stem cells and the regular new production of red blood cells, how this sticks together. But what I know is that if you take away old blood, this is surely a trigger to produce new one. This is and also VEGF-165, the vascular endothelial growth factor. Yes, that's true.
Yeah, yeah. I contacted the American Red Cross many months ago, beginning of this year, because I had decided to embark on semi-regular. I had originally decided to embark on regular planned phlebotomy by going to the American Red Cross and donating blood every second month, because they said it would take 60 days before I could donate again. But because of my schedule, it's been hard for me to even do it every other month. But the bottom line is, I am a firm believer that as we age, you know, the analogy I use is, look, you have oil in your automobile, and every 3,000 or 5,000 miles, you have to change your oil. But you can't do that to your body. So one thing you can do is by taking a small amount out and making the body replace it with a small amount of new, over a period of time, you can actually be at a point where you have gotten rid of all this blood that you've been carrying around for, in my case, 56 years, and put some new blood in there that is very, very, you know, a year or two old, and that's it. And that this could have profound health benefits. I contacted the American Red Cross, and I wanted to have somebody on the show to talk about the maximum number, the minimum number of blood donations you can give and still be safe and healthy, and what to watch out for, signs and symptoms, and who's a good candidate. They wouldn't come on the show because they told me outright there was no evidence that giving blood benefited the donor. which is, there's so much good research on this now, it's ridiculous. But more importantly, they didn't want to inspire people to donate blood because it had health benefits for them. And I thought, why not? You'll have more people donating blood. You'll never run out of blood. If people thought, oh, this will help me be healthier, they'd run every other month to go give blood. So I couldn't get them to come on the show and talk about this, unfortunately. It was very, very sad. And I think that more and more people need to start to investigate. What is the next study for your group? What will you work on next?
Yeah, I mean, the next study will be on chondrocytes, as I said before, chronic disruption and the hypoxic signaling affect also the joints,
mm-hmm.
which is a big problem, not among athletes, but among elderly people or overweight people with obesity. So we saw that those two signaling pathways have play a great role in sane chondrocytes for homeostasis to avoid arthrosis. So this was will be one part, and then we still go on to detect the molecular basis of the interaction and maybe also of other physiological consequences of jet lag alone, given that we have the jet lag model now,
uh-huh.
which where we can simulate a sort of shift work also in the animals, and given that we can also entrain them, I mean, we can let them do sports, for example, we will go in these directions, although we are really a very small group, which I have to say now, which
right.
I have to mention now.
Right. And so, real quick, the jet lag model and chondrocytes, are you saying that the jet lag causes the type of inflammation that kills the chondrocytes, that destroys them?
I mean, first of all, I have to say that this work was done by colleagues, but
uh-huh.
what it is known now that it's not the jet lag from outside, but it's because of the aging of the joints.
Uh-huh.
So you have aging chondrocytes, and aging cells, or also aging humans or organisms, lose their circadian rhythmicity. Their biological rhythm gets weaker, so that you have to give input, which can be light, for example, or food also from outside, to synchronize again the inner body rhythm with the outside, with the environment.
Interesting.
So this is what happens in arthrosis. The clocks, which tick also in the joints, they become weaker, and they become more prone to processes such as inflammation, arthrosis, and osteoporosis also. But this was not our work. These were
right.
Colleagues from...
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I love this kind of research. I think it makes sense. And I hope more people pick up on this information and like you said, start counting the age of the red blood cells of the patients who seem to be at the highest risk. Dr. Egg, thanks so much for being on the show today.
Yeah, thank you, too, for inviting me.
Thank you. All right, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Previously on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
So government mandates the use of this, and government says you should try that, but government doesn't do those things.
Listen weekdays at noon.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever or dime for your business.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin-releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat? In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, LIVONLabs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Thought I'd take this opportunity to make a couple announcements. If you haven't already noticed, we have two new sponsors, Divine Nutrition. They have an amazing whey protein isolate product, some of the best flavors I've ever tasted. High quality stuff. We have in the Carl Recommends area, there's a page dedicated just to Divine Nutrition. And you can get 30% off, 30% off. That's a big discount compared to most people who just give 10% off. You get 30% off and all different sizes, a 2.5-pound jug of whey protein isolate by using the coupon code on the banner ad there, which I believe is SHR. Also, clearly filtered, two brothers, Asaya and Israel Passwater, that are changing the discussion about drinking water. You know, so many of us spend so much money on bottled water. I've got a gallon jug that I usually carry around with me. Not since I have my stainless steel, clearly filtered bottle, which I just fill up now wherever I am. And the water I'm drinking is pure. More pure than even the bottled water. Because don't forget, bottled water products, they end up with some of the plastic agents leaching into them. And we've talked about this. You know, you've got phthalates and BPA and all this other stuff. And we have things that we don't even know about yet that in the years to come, they're going to go, oh, this stuff that's in plastic is an endocrine disruptor. And that's why I like my stainless steel, purely filtered water bottle, because I can take any water, stream water, pond water, tap water, bottled water, it doesn't matter, and feel comfortable and confident drinking it. So check them out also. As you know, we've been syndicated by Genesis Communications, and as the new radio stations, AM and FM stations, come on board, we will alert you so you know if your hometown is carrying the show. One of the things we're trying to do to make it easier for new listeners to come up to speed is we have a featured episode on the homepage now. This is an older episode that either had a high popularity or that has been requested by listeners. And it doesn't have to be a lot of listeners. If you remember a show that you heard on Superhuman Radio 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 7 years ago, and you feel that that show would be valuable to new listeners who didn't have an opportunity to hear it because they didn't know about us 3, 5, or 7 years ago or longer, and you think, wow, they should hear this show because this is a good show. It's a show that I learned a lot about things or changed my opinion of this or that, then send me an email to onair@superhumanradio.com and do the best you can explaining. If you remember the name of the show, that's great. If you remember the guest of the show, that's great. If you remember just the topic, that's great. And possibly what year it was that you heard it. And we will feature it. We'll put it right on the homepage as a featured episode. This way, new listeners can come up to speed faster. They can be endowed with a lot of the information that you already have. It would be very helpful to them, very helpful to the show. So again, onair@superhumanradio.com. Just send an email and say, hey, Carl, you should make this a featured episode 1 week. And we will do it. We'll absolutely do it. The other thing that I want to mention is our newsletter. Alex Leaf, who is actually our news director, and he writes the news that you hear at the top of the hour that Elliot Turton reports, is also in charge of our newsletter. We have stories in our newsletter that we break first, and then 2 days later, somebody forwards me an email from the Drudge Report and says, check this out. And I'm like, dude, you should just subscribe to our newsletter. You would have known about this 2 days ago. If you are not getting our newsletter, you're missing out on an opportunity. It comes out Tuesdays and Thursdays, and it has great breaking news, and it gives different angles on this than you'll hear in the mainstream media, and you'll read about it first here before you have to read about it somewhere else on the internet, and it'll turn you into the smartest kid on your block. So go to superhumanradio.com, and unfortunately, to subscribe to our newsletter, you would think it would be all the way at the top. It's all the way down at the bottom. If you go all the way down to the bottom, you'll see the form where you put your name and your email address in. Actually, there is a link at the top that says newsletter. And you can do it from there as well. I just saw that. I didn't notice that before. But you should really sign up for our newsletter. It's not an advertisement. We're not pushing things. I mean, there are some banner ads in it scattered throughout it. But the information is valuable. And you will get stories before anybody else. We are a legitimate news agency. We have real press credentials. And as a result, we get embargoed articles 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days, sometimes 2 weeks before they're allowed to be aired. So we release those stories the same time that the mainstream media does, and sometimes before them, because some stories don't interest the mainstream media that interest our audience here. So they may be able to release it on a Tuesday, but there's better stories out there about Kim Kardashian that they want to focus on. And so they don't release it till Wednesday or Thursday, and we release it on the Tuesday that it's supposed to be released. So please sign up for our newsletter and check that out. Okay, we are going to go into our commercial break now, and when we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Douglas Kalman, and we're going to talk about the upcoming ISSN 2014 conference and some exciting research that will be announced there. So stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
This is your Superhuman Radio Network news update. I'm Elliot Turton. High stress, hostility, and depression linked with increased stroke risk. Higher levels of stress, hostility, and depressive symptoms
are associated with significantly increased risk of stroke or transient ischemic attack, also known as TIA, in the middle age or older adults, according to new research in the American Heart Association journal, Stroke. Compared to people with the lowest psychological scores, those with the highest scores were 86% more likely to have a stroke or TIA for high depressive symptoms, 59% more likely to have a stroke or TIA for the highest chronic stress scores, more than twice as likely to have a stroke or TIA for the highest hostility scores, and no significant increased risk was linked to anger. These associations noted in the study were significant even when researchers accounted for age, race, sex, health behaviors, and other known risk factors for stroke. Researchers measured chronic stress in five domains: personal health problems of others close to the participant, job or ability to work, relationships, and finances. Brain activity in sex addiction mirrors that of drug addiction. Pornography triggers brain activity in people with sex addiction similar to triggered by drugs in the brains of drug addicts, according to a University of Cambridge study published in the journal PLOS-1. However, the researchers caution that this does not necessarily mean that pornography itself is addictive. Researchers from the Department of Psychiatry at the University of Cambridge looked at the brain activity in 19 male patients affected by sex addiction and compared them to the same number of healthy volunteers. The study participants were shown a series of short videos featuring either sexually explicit content or sports, while their brain activity was monitored using functional magnetic resonance imaging, also known as fMRI. The rest of your Superhuman News update is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Weight Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition and Carl Recommends today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
For the Superhuman Radio Network, I'm Elliot Turton with the rest of your news update. Mice consuming a supplement of omega-3 fatty acids had healthier joints than those fed diets high in saturated fats and omega-6 fatty acids, according to Duke Medicine researchers. The findings, published in the Annals of Rheumatic Disease, suggest that unhealthy dietary fats, not just obesity, may contribute to worsening osteoarthritis. The mice were fed one of three high-fat diets, one rich in saturated fat, one rich in omega-6 fatty acids, and one rich in omega-6 fatty acids but supplemented with a small amount of omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3 fatty acids, commonly found in fish or fish oil supplements, are often touted as healthy fat, given their heart-healthy and anti-inflammatory properties. Unfortunately, most Americans eat significantly more saturated fat and omega-6 fatty acids than omega-3 fatty acids. The researchers found that arthritis was significantly associated with the mice's diet, but not with body weight. Decades-old smallpox vials found in the storage room at the NIH campus in Bethesda. A government scientist cleaning out a storage room last week at a lab on the National Institute of Health's Bethesda campus found decades-old vials of smallpox. The vials, which appeared to date from the 1950s, were flown by government plane to the Centers for Disease Control Prevention headquarters in Atlanta, and there is no evidence that any of the vials had been breached. This is the first time the deadly virus has been discovered outside the only two facilities in the world where smallpox samples are allowed by international agreement to be stored, a highly secured lab at the CDC headquarters in Atlanta, and a virology and biotechnology research center in Russia. There is no cure for smallpox, and historically about one-third of people who contract it die from the disease. When smallpox was officially declared eradicated in late 1979, an agreement was reached under which any remaining stocks of the virus would be destroyed or sent to one of the two secure laboratories. For the Superhuman Radio Network,
I'm Elliot Turton.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937. Or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. And we're joined by Dr. Doug Kalman. How are you doing, Dr. Kalman?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Wonderful, wonderful. So what is this? Alex Leaf said you've got to have Dr. Kalman on. There's some exciting research that he's going to be talking about at ISSN 214 conference. So what is it? What is it?
That's very good. So, you know, to let you know, I think what Alex was alluding to recently, the International Society of Sports Nutrition had their annual conference. And at the annual conference, which is a 2 to 2.5 day affair, there was, of course, different lectures given and breaking science that was presented from university and other related researchers. And I think that what Alex was talking about is some of the new emanating research regarding some dietary supplement potential interventions that seem to aid the ability to enhance recovery or to gain lean muscle at a faster rate. And things along those lines.
So please, give me the Reader's Digest version. So what were some of the supplements that were discussed there that seemed promising?
Well, you know, that's again, I would say to you that there were the ones that seemed promising. And now promising, again, would be used for different uses, would be things that are already included in our diet, but maybe in minimal fashion, like arachidonic acid, mm-hmm. for especially towards the athlete that's overtraining. There are certain amino acid metabolites, leucine metabolites, that are still of interest, and that's when we would give the example of free acid, beta-hydroxybutyrate, mm-hmm. also known as just HMB.
Yeah, which is all the rage right now. HMB free acid, I mean, if it lives up to even half of its hype, you should put on 8 pounds of muscle in 12 weeks. I mean, it's just, you know. That's...
I mean, here's my purview of this. Listen, I'm a research scientist and I'm a sports nutritionist. I work in a lab. We do clinical trials, and I also counsel athletes and teams. Is that okay? What may have been found in one study, even if it's the most well done study, should still on some level be considered preliminary and introductory. Because you always want to see, in my mind, when I look at dietary supplements and I look at claims and I look at what they're purported to do, I look at the research science and I look for at least two or more studies from different labs that have shown similar findings.
Right.
Because that makes me feel like, okay, the pulse is right. It's not by chance.
Yeah, because one instance doesn't make give it much gravity, but if people can reproduce this effect, then you go, well, there's something to this.
Right. Most definitely. And I think that is why, let's just go back to HMB, for example. We know of 10, 15, 20 years ago when regular calcium HMB was introduced. It was introduced with a lot of hype marketing at that time.
Yep.
It doesn't matter by whom. It was just a typical dietary supplement overhype marketing. And, of course, when it didn't live up to that hype marketing promise, it didn't really take off as a viable product to the extent that creatine became one,
right?
You know, because and that sort of hurt any kind of believability, let's say, in the exercise community for what was coming out of the research community with even just HMB.
Right.
So I think it took years to realize that HMB, while it's not going to necessarily feel like DECA, per se, like one of the advertisements used to say.
Yeah, I remember that.
Will help decrease the amount of muscle damage that you do during exercise and should decrease the amount of muscle loss that occurs as one age and may help increase recovery time during stressful exercise, which is optimal because when you have increased recovery time, that means your body is able to get back to primary prepared state faster.
And you can train more frequently and you can make better gains. I mean, there's all sorts of benefits to it.
Right, exactly. So going back to your original question, what were some of the other dietary supplements or ingredients mentioned with some interest at the ISSN conference, which you can always find on www.theissn.org, were ursolic acid.
Yeah, that's the one that was found in apple skin, wasn't it? Isn't that?
It's one of the type of acids that are found in apple skins and found in a couple of other different fruits. Probably a year or so back on what I would call the Journal of Google, meaning anything that anybody types on the internet and makes up anybody else believes.
Right.
That people were trying to take science out of context and show that there were some studies that showed that ursolic acid had some positive effect either on anabolic signaling in the muscle or the anabolic androgenic receptors.
Mm-hmm.
And recent research actually shows that it doesn't appear to do much. And in healthy people that weight train, there's a new study that's coming out of Texas, out of Baylor University, rather, out of Dr. Darren Willoughby's lab, where they looked at dosages of 3 grams of ursolic acid, which is a lot higher than what most people dose at.
Right.
And unfortunately, they weren't able to find any real benefit. They actually found that 3 grams of leucine on its own did, you know, 10 times the amount of benefit as compared to ursolic, which did next to nothing.
What about, go back to arachidonic acid. There's two different camps out there. Well, actually three. There's the camp that says it doesn't do anything. There's the camp that promotes the heck out of it. Most of those generally come from one company that apparently produces the stuff. And then there's the camp that says it's dangerous, that, you know, arachidonic acid is not something you should fool around with. What's the opinion of the ISSN?
That's a great question. What do you mean it's dangerous?
Well,
fatty acid that it naturally occurs in meats and in dairy.
Yeah, but it's been linked to a low grade type inflammatory response that is not good for the body.
Right, right. Now, yes, that is true, and there definitely has been some aspects of arachidonic acid that can be negative. However, what occurs, again, I think that there's a difference in between an ill state or somebody that's of ill health as compared to somebody that is healthy enough to go to the gym 4 or 5 times a week and get their exercise in. With arachidonic acid, if you have a diet that's one of the typical American diets, you know, fast food oriented, and not really clean eating, then you're already getting more than enough arachidonic acid, and that's becoming pro-inflammatory.
Right, right.
However, for somebody that eats clean, it does seem that timed arachidonic acid intake can have what I would call an additive effect to the adaptations that the body undergoes, you know, from stress, and stress meaning exercise or working out.
Sure.
So I think that it has to do with sort of like the way that you live your lifestyle and how you eat, which would dictate whether you would get a potential benefit out of it or not.
And this makes sense because we're starting to realize that trained individuals are so much different than, you know, back in the day during the movie Pumping Iron, they referred to non-bodybuilders as normal people, right? Or regular people they call. So regular people are so much more different than those of us who train like athletes. For instance, we now know that there are pathological high blood pressure, and there's physiological high blood pressure. You have athletes, like strength athletes, that have none of the risks associated with heart disease or hypertension, but their blood pressure tends to run higher just because of the machinery that they're carrying around and the strength of the pump and so on. So this is true too. So arachidonic acid, yes, in a sick population could be something bad, but in a an athletic population, as you point out, that's eating clean, it could be something that can push some buttons. I remember back 12 or 13 years ago, there were discussions about local injections and trained muscles of prostaglandins. Do you remember that?
Well, sure. And that probably emanated out of, without getting a little bit off topic here, some of the injectable medicines that are used for men with, or used to be used for men with erectile dysfunction are injectable prostaglandin derivatives.
You mean like Caverject? That's an injectable prostaglandin?
That medicine offhand, I don't know. I know the name, but I can't tell you chemical structure. I don't want to speak out of turn.
Yeah, that's it.
But most of them are prostaglandin and prostaglandin derivatives.
Interesting. Never knew that. Was betaine discussed at the ISN?
Yes. And I'm not sure if there's a correct way of saying this. Betaine.
I think it is betaine because it is B-E. I always say betaine, and I don't know why. Just because I'm from Brooklyn and I don't pronounce anything right. So,
that's all right. You're a Mill Basin guy, probably.
Bed-Stuy. Close enough.
Yeah, Bed-Stuy.
But anyway, you get a kick
top
out of that, right?
Food chain? Is that what you are?
Yeah, that's it, baby. You know, I grew up around the corner from the Marcy Project, so it doesn't get any tougher than that.
I was just at the Barclays Center watching Chris Algieri, fellow ISSN member, win the WBO World Championship in welterweight boxing. Matter of fact, his next fight was just announced yesterday. It's Chris Algieri, who is an ISSN member, a local Long Island guy. Him and Manny Pacquiao.
Man, that's going to be a battle. Manny's a great guy. You know what? I'm looking at this. We have to take a break. When we come back, let's talk about betaine a little bit because we just did a show recently talking about it. So let's see if what you find there is what we have been told here. We're talking right now with Dr. Douglas Kalman. We're talking about some of the exciting topics that were discussed at the recent ISSN conference. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
He's exposing the man behind the curtain in the organic discussion.
Whole Foods is getting prepared for this onslaught of new customers by finding ways to fool them into buying things that aren't organic, thinking that they are, which is the way they led into the industry. Back in the day when people remember Whole Foods, there were people that were going in there and going, oh, well, this is all organic. I bought it at Whole Foods. And, oh, no. They do sell conventional stuff there. They do? Yeah.
Exposing the myths in our grocery stores.
And then Whole Foods started labeling it more clearly what was organic and what was conventional. But there was a whole period of time where people were buying what they thought was organic when it wasn't. And they were charging more. Whole Foods prices was a conventionally grown produce, similar price to what other stores were selling organic. And that made it even more confusing for the consumer. They thought, well, how could it be? I just paid $3.45 for a pound of apples. That's what that store sells organic. You're telling me I bought conventional apples? Yep, you did.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com today. Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint.
Blueprint banner ad.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the superhuman nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
We're talking with Dr. Douglas Kalman. Just want to let everybody know, if you're on my Facebook page, you saw me ask about a vitamin D supplement. I am introducing my first supplement in 30 days. Stand by. It's going to be groundbreaking. If you take vitamin D, you're going to want to hear about this. Anyway. So, betaine, what do you think? Thumbs up, thumbs down?
I'm actually going to give betaine a thumbs up.
Yeah.
And I think that betaine is one of these nitrite, or NO2 donors, if you will, that is underappreciated, and both from food sources and dietary sources.
Now we want to talk about this for a second, because you're absolutely right. I mean, Adele Moussa has written extensively about beet juice producing a fantastic nitric oxide response. And there's some estimation that because betaine is found in beets, that's how it got its name, betaine, blah, blah, blah. I don't know about that. But there also seems to be some good research out there that shows that betaine seems to aid in one way or another, I don't know if we can call it repartitioning, but a reduction in body fat while increasing muscle mass. I mean, I just ordered some. And for those of you, we're not talking about the betaine hydrochloride that's in your enzyme packet. We're talking about trimethylglycine or betaine anhydrous.
Exactly. Yeah. That's a major point. Betaine is also known as trimethylglycine. And if you're looking for betaine as an ingredient for a product, I would say that you want to make sure that your dosage, according to the studies that at least showed some reduction in body fat, plus or minus a positive benefit on muscle or lean body mass, that your dosage is at least 2.5 grams per day.
Yeah, yeah.
And again, the trimethylglycine is sometimes abbreviated as TMG. So
it could also be called betaine anhydrous.
Right, which just basically means it's a dried betaine.
Yeah, water.
Right, this occurs in our diets. So if you're a person that eats dark green leafy vegetables like spinach, you're getting some betaine. If you eat beets or drink beetroot juice, of course you're getting some betaine. If you have some of the more rich or the richer whole grains, you're getting some betaine. And studies show that you could, just within 10 to 15 days of dosing, you'll get a positive effect on exercise performance, such as a positive effect on power output and force. So meaning that, let's say that you're a power lifter and you start your supplementation. Of course, you should never do something that in a game or a match or a tournament that you
right.
haven't done in practice.
Right.
But let's say that you started your betaine dosing 2 weeks before you were looking to hit a PR, and you know that you're doing this so that your strength is going up incrementally. it would be a good thing to use in training during what they call a microcycle, mm-hmm. 2 or 3 week microcycles, where you're looking to see, well, I know I should be able to see a significant increase in my output and force production, which generally means that you're going to have improvements in muscular endurance and power output, you know, your 1RMs, things like this.
So were there any other really interesting supplements that were discussed?
I'm sorry. Before we get more interesting, it's really important to me as somebody that works in research and sports nutrition to say that when any of us hear something, we read about it, we're on a radio show like this, and or we just read a magazine. Well, one question, if you can ask yourself, that is beneficial is, well, at least in the study that was done that found X, Y, or Z, was the population that was tested similar to me?
Uh-huh.
Meaning that if they were testing, for example, betaine in 60-year-old postmenopausal women and looking them for changes in body composition, that might not be the same as a 25-year-old guy or 30-year-old guy hitting the gym.
Right.
So,
absolutely.
So the changes in body composition actually happen to the people that are more towards the normal range in BMI, not in the obese range. The obese range typically does not respond well to betaine.
Huh. Wonder why that is. That's interesting. Was there anything else that really stood out? We only have a few minutes because I want to come back around real quick about mTOR and leucine. But was there anything else that really jumped out at you?
You know, what also jumped out at me was conversations that are ongoing about the benefits of, let's say, a low-carb ketogenic style diet and whether it's detrimental for the weightlifting athlete as compared to the endurance athlete. And because studies do show that, at least initially, during the initial phase when your body is losing, if you will, glycogen or using glycogen and you're not really replacing glycogen being stored sugar in your muscle, that you lose strength initially.
Right.
And you fatigue faster. But after your body adapts to that way of eating, meaning after 3-4 weeks of eating consistently in a keto style or low-carbohydrate style, as long as you're getting adequate calories, your body will adapt to the stress. Meaning, while initially during the first 3-4 days you might lose some strength, over time you go back to your normal and you're able to perform normally.
Right.
So there was a great talk by a professor or Dr. Jeff Volek.
Oh, yeah, he's been on the show, sure.
He's a great gentleman, very smart. And so anyway, Jeff gave a great overview of endurance athletes that follow this style of eating and then the difference when bodybuilders, per se, might follow it pre-contest versus as a lifestyle.
Yeah, and there's more attraction to the ketogenic diet for some of its health benefits, too, and cancer and so on and so forth. It really is interesting. But you know what really is ironic to me about all this, Dr. Kalman? That leucine still is in the discussion and it just never goes away. It's just amazing that that requisite 3 grams of leucine that seems to work so much magic. And it's just this innocuous amino acid. It's just amazing to me.
Well, you know what? It is an essential amino acid. As a matter of fact, in the classes I teach, I call it the most essential amino acid because it is atypical in that it seems to be the only amino acid that can significantly enhance on a cellular level the body's ability to make new protein,
right?
Muscle protein synthesis, right. And so this goes to basically show you that it's from eating a wide variety of foods that contain different types of proteins have benefits. Using protein supplements in a powder form, liquid form, and nutrient timing can have benefit. So it's understanding how to put it all together to make sure you're getting adequate protein and calories at the right time to support, you know, your goal.
You know, I don't know why. I'm going to ask a question and expose my inability to remember things. But you've never been on the show before, have you?
No, I haven't had the pleasure, but I am honored to be on it today.
I was just thinking to myself, why haven't we had you on the show before? It's like, thanks to Alex Leaf, I can promise you that Dr. Douglas Kalman will be back on this show. And it sounds like you're from New York originally, right?
Yes.
Where from?
From Belmar.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice area, Belmar. That's actually by the water a little bit, too.
So yeah, it's on the South Shore. I grew up a combination of Belmar, Long Island, and Queens in the city, and a little bit of Brooklyn.
There you go. So, okay, well, I can promise you we're going to have you back on because I have lots of other questions for you.
Bring it.
Yeah, so thank you for being on today. And, folks, this is prelude to what's to come with Dr. Douglas Kalman. We'll talk to you later, Doug.
Thank you, sir.
All right, bye. All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to change the discussion to childhood obesity. What role do food manufacturers play in all of this? We're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay tuned.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
The reason this government loves Monsanto is because we can no longer afford to do what we've been doing, which is giving everyone money to be our allies.
The war against Monsanto continues.
And there's an old saying, he who controls the food controls the population. You don't have to lift a finger or point a gun to completely control a population. All you have to do is control their food.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore. Weekdays at noon.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
The exception, because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Train harder, train longer, recover faster, and elevate protein synthesis. It's finally here, Splice, with branched-chain amino acids, taurine, and trimethylglycine. You'll blast through your workouts without the need for stimulants, and the alpha-lactalbumin ensures your workouts will be the most productive because nothing accelerates muscle growth faster. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Predator Nutrition banner ad and use the coupon code SPLYCE10 to save 10% off today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Hello, boys and girls. My name is Fat Lip, and this is my friend, Sammy the Salmon.
What do you do?
And Sammy is not one of those genetically modified salmons, by the way. He still looks like a salmon. He does not look like an eel. Okay, so you're laughing about that, huh, Professor Ken?
Yeah, that's great.
We are joined by Professor Ivy Ken. Hi, how are you?
Hi, good, thank you.
And this is really an important discussion. We talk about obesity, we talk about childhood obesity, we talk about the fact that children being born today probably will not outlive their parents, or many of them will develop the diseases that are associated with old age much sooner. This is becoming a big mess. No one is stepping forth and talking about any of the numerous 500-pound gorillas that are in the room, and one of them is the food industry itself. So talk about your paper, Healthy Bottom Line.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the statistics about obesity are alarming, like you've said. Kids today are supposed to live with a worse quality of life than their parents or grandparents have, and that's a startling thing to us as Americans, I think. So what's problematic is when this debate around obesity kind of gets pegged in one of two typical ways. One way we tend to talk about fatness or obesity is that it's a choice. You know, you can either choose the Doritos or choose the carrots. It's up to you. And if you choose the Doritos, then you're going to suffer the consequences. If you care about yourself, if you want to improve yourself, you'll choose the carrots. And the other way that obesity gets framed is as a result of our genetics. You know, yes, maybe we make good choices or bad choices, but we have predispositions to move one way or another in terms of obesity. And while I'm certainly not going to say that we don't have choices to make and that the composition of our bodies doesn't matter, but what does not get talked about, one of these 500-pound gorillas, as you say, is the fact that the food industry is making choices for us.
Right.
Right?
Yes. And influencing choices. And, you know, one of the things that pops out, that I mean, this is kind of like, you know, this is one of the things that's in my hymn book that I pound on regularly on the show, is, you know, profits are always put above health. And
yes.
It doesn't matter. And, you know, and we keep waiting for government to legislate health. Well, guess what? You cannot legislate health. You can't do it. And the reality is that government and industry, and I actually have said these words, are like conjoined twins that share a heart. And you can't separate one without killing the other. And guess what? Neither of them are willing to die. So we have to be prepared for this. We have to understand that the food industry may say they want us to make healthier choices, but those healthy choices need to continue to feed their bottom line because they have stockholders to make happy.
That's right. And I think the two organizations that I analyze in this paper, A Healthy Bottom Line, are exactly what you're talking about. They are the beating heart
right.
that brings together the government and the private industry because, and I want to say this really clearly up front, these two organizations, one is called the Alliance for a Healthier Generation, and the other is called the Partnership for a Healthier America. Okay, they both sound great.
Yeah.
They both have really A-list people affiliated with them, First Lady Michelle Obama, President Bill Clinton, U.S. Senator Cory Booker, you know, athletes like Eli Manning and Michelle Kwan. The people who are, and not just the A-listers, but the workaday nutritionists and advocates who work for these organizations all the way up to the CEOs, you know, they're really good people
right.
who are working hard to try to
yeah,
do exactly
what the title of
the organization says,
yeah.
to make a healthier America.
And they're not all sitting in a back room wringing their hands going, oh, boy, we're just
no.
going to kill all, you know. Yeah, right.
No, but they are, nonetheless, these organizations, you know, despite the fact that they're made up of these good-willed individuals, the organizations themselves are kind of quasi-state organizations. They say they're, you know, nonprofit organizations, but they have all these ties with the government. And what they do is broker what they call either voluntary agreements or meaningful commitments from the food industry and from some other companies.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of these meaningful commitments are great. Some of what the companies want to do is get more water available for kids in schools. Great. But some of the commitments are just absurd. It's like, I think it's the company Nestle who makes these.
We you know what? I have been pounding on Monsanto for years, but Nestle's just came into my sights in the recent months.
Yeah.
They are another sinister company.
Yeah, they have a long history
yeah.
of, you know, selling high fructose corn syrup, infant formula
yes.
in Africa. You know, that's
yes.
been going on
yes.
for decades.
Yes.
But now as part of as part of their meaningful commitment to one of these organizations, they've taken the miraculous step of taking their drumsticks, you know, those little ice cream cones.
Oh, yeah.
Chocolate on the top that you unwrap out of the blue wrapper.
Uh-huh.
They've taken those, which are 290 calories, and zipped a bunch of the calories away. So now they have a new product called Lil Drums, L-I-L, Lil Drums, that are 120 calories, but they are still full of palm oil, white flour, sugar, corn syrup, partially hydrogenated. You know,
and the way they got rid of a bunch of the calories
was to take some of the peanuts off the top.
Right, and so guess what people, you know what, research has proven what I'm about to say. So people will eat two. They'll go, oh, this is low-cal. I can have two now.
Yes, their Mars is making 250-calorie candy bars and stopping making the king size. Right, so now you can get a two-for-one.
Yeah, so you buy two of them, and that's how you make up the difference. It's terrible.
Right. And so what I don't like about what these organizations are doing, these nonprofits, is they're giving cover to companies like Nestle and Mars and Coke and Barrel of Fun and a bunch of others, and saying, what you're doing is really great. It means we're all working together to solve the obesity crisis.
Yeah.
No, it does not mean that. It means we're working together to make sure that your bottom line stays.
But see, this is why the only way for this paradigm to shift, we are not going to get government. We are not going to get industry. We're not going to get the organizations that position themselves as being overseers, but really have their hand in the business to do the right thing. People have to get messages from research like yours, from radio shows like this, and it has to influence their decisions. Because I've said this about the FDA. Whether the FDA is corrupt and you are one of these conspiracy theorists, or whether the FDA is inept, because neither one of those is acceptable for an organization that positions themselves as a firewall between industry and people. And I say the same thing about these two organizations here. Whether they're all well-meaning, but they just got the wrong memo that they're reading from, or whether they really have a mission to build better relationships for industry so that they can, because, you know, we see these people that are in these organizations miraculously getting positions in these companies later on.
Yes, and we even the Alliance for a Healthier Generation, the CEO, who is an extremely nice person and very, very smart, spent 18 years at the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, where he was doing anti-obesity research, and that gives him the clout to be the CEO of an organization.
Sure, because he has juice. He knows a lot of people.
Right.
He can open doors. He can do things. Okay, so here's what I want to do.
We've
uncovered the problem, right? These two organizations. Let's just stay with the Alliance for Healthy Generation and Healthy Americans. We have two organizations here, right?
Right.
Everybody's frustrated. They're hearing, well, what do we do? So this is the question. When we come out of the break, what do we do? That's the question.
Sounds
We're talking
good.
With Professor Ivy Ken. We're talking about a healthy bottom line. Should a healthy bottom line be more important than the health of your children? Because we're really getting to the root of some of the causes of childhood obesity today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
That's what happened to, what's his name, Rick Perry? He wanted to force everybody to get human papillomavirus vaccine in Texas. And people heard that and they're like, okay, we're done with you, bro. You need to move on now.
He's pointing out the evildoers within our own government.
These people are crazy, these politicians. They're crazy. Dimwits. You know what we should do? When they say stuff like that, say, okay, no problem. We want to vaccinate everybody in your family first. We want to make you the test case. We'll watch what happens to you guys. If you guys survive, then we'll consider.
Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio, weekdays at noon.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy,
But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do, with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at Bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you can purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. We're talking with Professor Ivy Ken about her paper, A Healthy Bottom Line, Obese Children, a Pacified Public, and Corporate Legitimacy. And that public is being pacified by organizations that claim to be doing things in their best interest, but they really aren't. So what do we do, Professor Ken? What do we do?
Well, I'm not quite as skeptical of the government. I do think there are some ways that legislation can be part of or sort of set the conditions for some of the solutions. And I've seen some solutions at work, especially in schools, for instance. Now, you want to talk about where choice is not the right paradigm. You got to think about schools. I mean, when you're in the grocery store or you're at the 7-Eleven, fine, you know, you choose between water or Coke. But when you're a kid in a cafeteria, you can't talk about the choice between French fries and tater tots as an actual choice. You know, it's what's there. And so I've seen, you know, there's federal level legislation like the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act. There's also local level legislation, like here in Washington, D.C., where I am. This council member named Mary Che championed this thing called the Healthy Schools Act. And this is really smart because in addition to just having a bunch of rules about the nutrition that has to be included in a meal and can't be included in a meal, the legislation also gives some financial incentive for schools to serve whole, unprocessed, local ingredient food. Mm-hmm. So what this means is instead of like a fruit cocktail syrupy cup of plastic nonsense, you get an apple, you know, and the school gets rewarded financially for serving that kind of food. So I think within an environment that is constructed by some smart legislation like that, you can have groups like the Farm to School Network or the Edible Schoolyard or DC Central Kitchen or all these other local organizations that they have to be active. They have to put good ideas on the table and serve as a little bit of a watchdog as well. I mean, as hard as it is, it's just like working out every day. Like, you have to get involved.
Right.
And you have to pay attention, and you have to make sure the right things are going on. But I think that's a way of, you know, being a member of your community.
You know,
I think that's really important.
I do believe that there are things that we can do from a legislation standpoint. But like, for instance, we did a show not too long ago talking about how grocery stores advertise, you know, end cap displays and stuff.
Right.
That, you know, because people are basically impulsive when they buy those kind of products and so on. And I can see legislation that influences those types of things. But the problem is that when you let government start legislating these types of things, they also have a tendency to do what they've done in the past. For instance, if you look at the food pyramid, is it any wonder that the most recommended foods in the food pyramid are the foods that this government subsidizes? You know, corn, grain,
right.
Soy, wheat. You know, it's like, yeah, eat lots right. of this stuff because we need to get our investment back. You know,
right.
So I would say I'm all for legislation that really does good things. Like, for instance, Subway has no place in a kid's lunch. You know, that, you know,
that's
I don't
right.
know how true this is, if this is urban legend, but someone once told me that First Lady Michelle Obama is a spokesperson for Subway. Now, I don't know if this is true. It could be a lie. That, you know how these things, they get propagated
yeah.
on the internet. They become truth before they even, you know.
Yeah,
so I don't
I can't
know if
imagine that's true.
Okay, but here's the bottom line. I don't think Subway or Papa John's, which is a local company here in Kentucky, I don't think they have any place in a school lunchroom. And I don't care.
No.
These are not good foods for kids to eat. They get plenty of that stuff at home when they're latchkey kids. They should be getting a good meal in school.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, some place like Domino's has just introduced what they call their Smart Slice, Cheezilla pizza with 51% white whole wheat flour and light cheese, you know, into thousands of school cafeterias. We got stuff like Johnny Rapp's Cheesy O's.
Yeah.
With maltodextrin, disodium phosphate, yellow number 6, you know, all ridiculous products like this.
Do we have a way to take these alliances for a healthy generation or a healthy America to task? Do we have mm-hmm. the ability to say, look, you know, you guys aren't doing the right thing, and or do they just not listen to anybody?
Well, I'll say one of the really something that's defensible that they do is that they get together with a company and they say, look, we have an idea for how you could make your food healthier and how to make your business practices better. Here's what we suggest you do. If you do this, we'll pull you along with us. And, you know, like the Partnership for a Healthier America says that 9 out of 10 companies walk away at that point because they're not willing to meet these terms. So the companies that are with them have made some concessions, have made some changes. But part of what I'm analyzing in this paper as well is kind of the slick rhetoric that is used by the partnership and by the alliance. Once a company has signed on with them, these organizations are big champions of them. They
yeah.
they have, you know, someone like Cory Booker, who is just brilliant to listen to, talking about what inspires me now. My first lady, I'm inspired by leaders in the corporate community, in the foundation community, by community activists joining together and looking at the crisis of obesity in America. And, you know, he can go on like that
right.
for 2 hours, and you want to keep listening to him. And I hate to say it, but he's an advertisement for Nestle's Little Drummies. So I think the way we keep these organizations in check and keep an eye on what they're doing is papers like this, or it's the work of places like the Center for Science in the Public Interest, or anybody else who is calling out, hey, wait a minute, you're calling this a meaningful change, and yet it still looks like the same old stuff. I think raising our voices and just letting them know, no, if you're going to get together with these companies, you need to push them much harder, and it wouldn't even be a bad thing for you as a nonprofit organization to say to these companies, you've got to look past your bottom line to some degree. Like, if your stock price is going to go up, you know, 1 point, is that worth what we're doing collectively to our community?
Well, and see, and this is what works, by the way, right?
Yeah.
I'm a huge advocate of voting with our dollars, and we do this in this audience. The Superhuman Nation, we kind of go in a direction and we'll boycott products, and we may or may not have an effect, but we do have an effect on what we use, what we spend our money on. And, you know, we look at Monsanto. There's been a universal outlash, a backlash against Monsanto over the past several years now. And Monsanto has suffered through some of its worst quarters of losses that it's ever seen, so much so that people are now abandoning Monsanto stock for fear that the company that's too big to fail may actually be just another one of these companies that fails. And Monsanto is all of a sudden, and I've said this all along, I've said this on this show for well over 5 years now, I have nothing against Monsanto and New Grant, okay? I say, sell people what they want, not what you want, and you'll be profitable. And instead, Monsanto has sold us what was feasible for them on an industry level and what benefited them, and it hasn't benefited people. Well, guess what? They just released a paper, a press release, I want to say about 6 months ago. Monsanto is now looking into organic agriculture. They're taking a look. Oh, really? Oh, great. Thanks. So you now figured it out that that's what we want to buy. So now you want to get into it. Good news. Now, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe they'll do the right thing. But what I've seen from them in the past is a lot of smoke and mirrors, you know, and so I'm
yeah, I don't know if I would give them the benefit of the doubt. And unfortunately, I think, you know, these nonprofit organizations are part of that smoke and mirrors. I mean, they say terms like this, you have to look out for them from Monsanto, from food companies, from Walmart, anyone. We're working together. Yeah. We are working together to solve whatever problem it is. Yeah. Well, for these companies, working together does not mean that all of a sudden they're going to stop selling products and start selling food. You know, Nestle and Mars are not going to suddenly drop all the palm oil and corn syrup and start selling pears and beets.
No, they don't. But you know when they do it. Look at Subway and azodicarbamide. Look at Subway and high fructose corn. When people stop buying the products, they are faced with one of two choices: go out of business or restructure.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
So that's why I say, I would love for government to step up and go, we are finally going to put people first. We don't care about your profits. If you're not going to do the things, then you're just going to go out of business. But government isn't going to do that, because come political election years, they need money from those organizations. So we have to do it. The people have to do it. We have to vote with our dollars. Find a family farm to do business with. Avoid these foods like the plague. Now, you may not put them out of business, but you're not helping them, and you're not suffering from using their products. So that's the intrinsic value.
Right. Vote with your dollars and vote with your votes.
What do you teach? I'm sorry that I didn't have this information in front of me. You teach at what university?
I'm at George Washington University. Okay. I teach sociology here. So that's why I'm interested in, you know, the way things are set up.
Your students, I just wanted to say, your students are so lucky.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
your
because,
listeners are as well.
Well, no, but I mean, you know, you really, you know, it's hard today to be in an academic environment and really speak the truth, because you stand to alienate people, not necessarily colleagues, but, you know, if you're doing research funding and so on and so forth. And I just want to applaud you. Your students are very lucky to have you.
Thank you very much. There are a lot of people who are not happy with me right now.
Good. Well, you can always come on this show and we can pick on them by name if you ever want to, because I'm famous
all
for
right.
that. So there you go. Listen, I want to thank you so much for being on the air today with us.
My pleasure.
Take care. All right, so there you have it. Two organizations that we have to look out for. The Partnership for a Healthier America and the Alliance for a Healthy Generation. because all they're doing is helping food companies puff up their bottom lines. Then we also want to thank Dr. Doug Kalman. We'll have him back on the show for sure. And then, of course, who did I have on during the first hour? Isn't that terrible? I want to thank, I'm going to have to look at my paper. I want to thank Dr. Margaret Egg for talking about the potential for blood donations to help reduce the risk of heart disease in shift workers and people who suffer from jet lag. Today is Wednesday. Tomorrow is Thursday. First hour of tomorrow's show will be Transevolutionary Fitness Radio with Ken O'Neill. Join us then, and thank you for listening. Thousands of super